Today, inshallah, we're going to record and we're going to go over the name of Allah. We're going to go over the name of Allah, Al-Aziz. Al-Aziz is a very, very special name. So anybody would like to write down? Right on the board. You know this mark means Ayn. So Al-Aziz. Okay, so I used it to indicate Ayn. So Al-Aziz. Okay? Substitute for the missing Ayn in the English language. Al-Aziz. So the name Al-Aziz, anybody like to write down? Amen? Okay. Can you scoot over a little bit there? Okay. Means so mighty. Al-Aziz, so mighty. Have no match. Have infinite powers, infinite abilities. Infinite control, infinite his control and his majesty and his power encompasses everything. No one has power over him. That's the meaning of Al-Aziz. And then the second meaning of Al-Aziz is the no match. Like the word Aziz in Arabic language means rare. The most rare is Allah. Rare. Rare means very few like this person. Very, very few. That's rare. Okay? So Allah is the most rare, which is like, He is the rare that nobody could match. He's the rare because nobody can match Him. So He is the really, really rare. So let's do the pyramid of Izzah so that you understand what we're talking about here. So this is the pyramid of Izzah. Izzah means power. On the bottom, let's say in the United States, in the bottom are the American people. Then on the top of those American people is the Congress, I think, or the Senate. Let's say Congress. Let's say the Congress. And who has more power over the Congress? Vice President.
Yes, the equal power. The whole point, teacher, is for them to be equal. So
American people should be at the
moment. Maybe the more famous, the most well-known. I don't know.
American people should be at the top.
Well, that's what Democrats.
Vice President. And here is the president. President Trump. So you can see the pyramid. As you go up, you become more rare. When we talk about the American people, they are not rare. There is a bunch of them. Large number. But Congress is more rare than the American people because Congress number decreases. So it has, okay, the more rare you become, the more power you have.
Do you want me to write?
Yes. Then vice president is even rare, more rare, because they're like one of them. And then the president himself, that's the top of the pyramid. That's the top of the pyramid. Like if we say, what is the Izzah pyramid? What's the Izzah or power pyramid in the classroom? On the very bottom is what? Students. And then guess who is on the top of them?
Principal.
No.
Teacher.
And who is on the top of the teacher?
Principal.
Yeah, but this is outside of the classroom. Okay. So in the classroom, I am the most Aziz. no match to me. So I'm the most Aziz in this classroom. Maybe the TA is probably lower than me. So the students, the TA, the teacher, which is myself. Okay? Now, also, Allah is the highest Aziz. He has no match. And the most Izzah is for me in this classroom. And the most rare in the classroom is me, no match. And you guys all seek the approval of Aziz. So what happens if you seek the approval of Aziz and you listen to the Aziz in all commands? Then would the Aziz be happy with you or angry at you?
Happy.
It will be happy with you. And when he's happy with you, he lifts you. So because he's happy with you, he's going to promote you. So going higher into the pyramid, he's going to promote you because he's pleased with you. So he gives you more izzah. So he promotes you. Okay.
Most rare,
yes. And in Surah An-Naml, Surah 27, verse 34, you know the story of Balqis?
Yes.
And the hoopoe bird?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in this story, Balqis said when Prophet Sulaiman threatened her that he's going to invade her land, so she said that when kings enter a town, they don't respect the pyramid of power, and they change the people from being president or from being rare into being like humiliated people, miserable people. So see, this was the use of izzah word to say that when kings enter towns, they decrease the izzah of the strong people. And what is the opposite of izzah? Huh? Opposite of izzah is dhillah, demeaning, dhillah, demeaning. It's the opposite of izzah. Now, who is the true source of izzah? Who is the true source of izzah? Allah. He is the true source of izzah. And Allah said in Surah Ali Imran, ayah 26, Allah say that you, Allah, own all the entire everything in existence. Ya Allah, own everything in existence. And you own Izzah. And you give Izzah to whomsoever you want. And you give Dhul, which is opposite of Izzah, to whomsoever you want. And you are in full control. You give Izzah to what you want, and you take Izzah away and give Dhillah to whomsoever you want. Okay. Now, Allah called the Quran Kitabun Aziz. Allah called the Quran Aziz.
There's way too many words. I have no idea how to spell.
Okay.
No, Bilkis.
So, Allah. Allah. Okay. Allah calls the. It's a strange word. It's Ayah 41. Surah 41, Ayah 41. It's a very strange location. Ayah 41, Surah 41, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the Quran is Aziz. The Quran is Aziz. Okay? Why? Because it has no match at all. It's very rare, means Aziz. Okay. Now, how do we seek Izzah from Allah? How do we seek Izzah? Do we want to seek Izzah from the Aziz? Do you want to seek Izzah from the Aziz? Yes. How can we seek Izzah from Aziz? Yes? Exactly. Pleased with us. So, Izzah, to seek Izzah of Allah is to say good words and back it up with good deeds. So, Izzah, you want Izzah from Allah, then you do what? You say good words and you follow the good words with good deeds. But it's not only good words. Good words by itself are not enough. good words by itself is not enough. But you need to back up the good words with good deeds. Now, Allah also in Surah As-Saffat called himself Rabbul Izzah, the Lord of Izzah. The Lord of Izzah. No more Izzah than him. He's the Lord of Izzah. He's the Lord of all Izzah. Okay. The second, some few tasks here, the few facts. The second most mentioned name of Allah, top five names mentioned in Allah in the Quran. Top five names, which are Allah, Ar-Rahim, Al-Ghafoor, Al-Ghaffar, Al-Aziz. These are the top five names mentioned by the Quran. Yes.
Wait, so you count Allah as one of the names?
Yes. It's the one of them. It is the most mentioned name. And then second, Ar-Rahim. See, second Ar-Rahim, merciful. Al-Ghafoor.
Then what does the name Allah mean?
Okay. Allah means the one who is being worshipped by the hearts. Lahu al-qulub means that the hearts love him a love of worship. Or like the target to be worshipped. Okay, Al-Ghafoor, Al-Rahim, you know, it's amazing that, you know, the five names mentioned the most after Allah is Al-Rahim, the most merciful. And then Al-Ghafoor, the most forgiving. And then Al-Ghaffar, his nature is to forgive. And then the Al-Aziz. So, most of these names, three of these names is about forgiveness and
mercy.
And mercy. That's right. Now, the most common combination is Al-Aziz Al-Hakim. When you read Quran, Al-Aziz Al-Hakim, Al-Aziz Al-Hakim, Inna Allah Huwa Al-Aziz Al-Hakim, Inna Allah Huwa Al-Aziz Al-Hakim, Inna Allah Huwa Al-Aziz Al-Rahim. These are the most mentioned one is the Al-Aziz Al-Hakim in the Quran. Now, what is the secret of combining Al-Aziz, which is power, with a Hakim? Why do they always come together? Yes.
Because like Hakim means like wise, so he's Allah saying that he's both like strong and powerful, but also he's smart.
Exactly. So go ahead.
Uses his power wisely.
Exactly. You know when you have more power, your power corrupts wisdom. Power corrupts wisdom. So when you have more power, then you tend to be less wise. You know, like Trump, for example.
Oh.
He has the most power, but is he wise?
Yeah.
Not really. Not at all. In other words, what I'm trying to say here is that, yeah, good. All right? So what I'm trying to say here is that when people rise up into the pyramid of Izzah, amen, into the pyramid of Izzah, they tend to lose the wisdom. So the more power they have, the less wisdom they have. I mean, I'm not saying in all the cases, but in many of the cases, most of the cases, when you have power, you have no wisdom. Like the king who bought a yacht for $500 million.
I mean,
there
was people who actually
did that? Huh?
Is there like a person who actually did that?
Yes, Prince Muhammad, the Prince of the Crown, Muhammad Salman. Muhammad Salman, he did that. He has power, money, and he didn't use it wisely at all. Like another king, King Fahd, he lost $5 million in one night gambling. $5 million in one night gambling. You believe that? He is really going to be questioned by Allah on every single dollar that he spent in gambling. And instead of spending it on his people, he spent it on gambling. You know, philosophers are not politicians. Why? Because typically, A more powerful person lacks izzah. A person who is rich in izzah, okay, he's low in wisdom. Okay. How about al-aziz al-rahim? When Allah says al-aziz al-rahim, we say al-aziz al-hakim means that he is aziz, but his aziz did not corrupt his wisdom. Now, how about al-aziz al-rahim? When people grow in power, they lack mercy. You know, people don't have mercy. Some, like Trump, does he have mercy, for example? He doesn't. So mercy corrupts wisdom. I'm sorry. Aziz, mercy corrupt. Aziz, izzah corrupts mercy as well. So Allah is saying, I'm aziz? Yes, but I'm rahim. Allah says, I'm aziz? Yes, but I'm hakim. So aziz, hakim means my wisdom, my power will not corrupt my wisdom. Aziz, rahim means my power is not going to corrupt my mercy. You got that? Okay. Now, the more izzah the dictators have, the more izzah the dictators have, the more despised they are. It's like the higher the dictator have, they are so despised by people. They gain more power, they get more despised by people. Why? Because they lack mercy and they lack wisdom. Okay. Now, how about forgiveness? If you're weak and you forgive, is that considered to be a big deal? No, because you're weak. So whether you forgive or not forgive, you're weak. Okay? You got it?
Okay.
So the higher, and when you compare to Allah, the higher the rank of Allah, the higher the rank of Izzah, which is, What was I talking about? Yes, if you're weak and forgive. It's not impressive. What's impressive is that if you're strong and forgive. That is really the big deal. If you're strong and forgive, this is really something that it's a big deal. But it's not a big deal if you're weak and forgive. But why? Because you have no other options except to forgive. If you don't want to forgive, then bang your head against the wall because you're a weak person. So you can't do much. Now, in Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people, right now we're talking about that fake sources of izzah. Fake sources of izzah. What is the fake sources of izzah? Is to seek izzah from other than Allah. If you seek izzah from other than Allah, you get humility. You get despised. You get this. Allah is displeased with you when you seek izzah from outside of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the source of izzah. Okay. Now, what kind of izzah? If you seek izzah from a terrible dictator, what kind of izzah? Is that a true izzah? No, it's not. Why? Because what kind of izzah is going to be, it's going to make me end up in hellfire, right? You end up on hellfire if you seek izzah from other than Allah. See, the magicians of the Pharaoh, you know the story, right? Remember the story? When Prophet Musa went to talk Fir'aun into worshiping Allah and praying to Allah and don't act like God on earth. So what the Pharaoh did, the Pharaoh said, why should I believe you, Musa? Why should I believe you, Musa? Right? Why should I believe you? Tickle her when she sleeps again. Why should I believe you? He said, because look at these miracles. He grabbed his hand from under his arm and he stick it out. But it became what? shiny white. And then he threw his stick. It became snake. It became snake. Okay? So he said, these are proofs from Allah. Rabbah. These are proofs from Allah. These are proofs from Allah that I am the true messenger. Guess what the Pharaoh did? He said, this is just magic. This is witch business. This is magic. This is not a miracle. And to prove this to you, let's compete. He checked with his people, his advisors, and he said, what should we do with this guy? They said, give him time until we gather all knowledgeable sorcerers, knowledgeable witches in the country. So they came, and then the appointed date was during daytime. Why daytime? Because everybody, the sun is rising, and everybody can see. In the stadium, everybody in the stadium can see what's going on. So here is Musa coming to the stadium for a competition. And guess what he has? He and his brother. What did they have? They had what? Huh? Stick. The staff. He just have the staff with him. Okay? And on the other side, you have so many sorcerers bringing wagons and wagons of toys, of magic toys. They bring all these magic toys with them, and then they come. Guess what happens to Prophet Musa when he saw them?
He got scared.
He got worried, yes. He got very worried. So Allah told him, when he got worried, Allah told him, I'll try to focus here. So Allah told him, Musa, just throw your staff and it will take care of them. First of all, the magicians asked Prophet Musa, do you want to start or should we start? So he said, you start. So now they brought all their magic toys, fireworks, and oh man, fireworks were unheard of at that time. So now they launched the fireworks, making big deal. And they have all these snakes. You know how the snake is made of a pipe? If you have a plastic pipe and you have mercury, it keeps shaking like a snake, moving like a snake. So they threw it, and they threw how many of them? Like hundreds of them. And so they were amazed. I mean, people were like, wow. And they were producing magic, unmatchable magic. And it's a large number because they are, like some say 6,000, maybe 60,000, I don't know. But in this range, everybody is throwing like a couple of miracles, like a couple of acts. So they all fill up the stadium with all these toys, magic toys. So Prophet Musa felt scared, worried. So Allah said, no, don't be scared. All you need to do is just throw your stick. So the stick fell down, or throw your staff. The staff fell down to give what? Staff fell down to give snake. Big, humongous. Humongous, super big snake. Guess what did the snake do? Yes.
Yes.
Huh?
Snake ate mercury.
Oh no, this is the actual snake that came out of the staff, Prophet Musa's staff. Yeah, it was actually steam.
Yeah, no, that snake ate all their toys
But this is the miracle.
Okay.
Yes. So the miracle is that the snake went around collecting all the magic toys and eating it. Guess what happened to the sorcerers? They did something that is rarely done. Yes, and then they bowed down. They bowed down to Allah and they say, we believe in Allah, the Lord of Musa and Harun. We believe in Allah, the Lord of Musa and Harun. Why? Because they actually wanted him to bring a magic toy so that they can defeat it and show it's fake. But what happened is that that was real snake. Real, real snake. No trick, no tricks about it. And it ate everything. So they said, no. That's not magic. That's true miracle. It's not magic at all. That is nothing but a true miracle. So they all believed and bowed down. Now, guess before they do that, before this story happens, when the Pharaoh brought all these magicians, he told them, if you win, I'll give you izzah. If you win, I'll give you izzah. Izzah means more power, more rare. You become more rare. You become so special. I'll give you my izzah. So do whatever I ask you and you get my izzah. But when they were faced by this miracle, they selected the izzah from Allah over the izzah from the Pharaoh. Because what kind of izzah for the sake of Allah? What kind of izzah? What kind of izzah you're getting? Okay? What kind of izzah you're getting? What kind of izzah you're getting? When in this life, it's source of izzah, but in the hereafter it is? It is humiliation. Humiliation. So our application, the name of izzah, is that we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over everything else. So what did the Pharaoh say then? He said, started accusing him. Oh, look at you. You are playing games on me. You are, Musa is your chief. He taught you magic. He is the chief. He taught you magic. And you're playing a game on me? I'm going to kill all of you. Did I allow you to become Muslims? Did I allow you to follow Musa? I'm going to show you. He said, I'm going to cut your hand and opposite leg. Or arm and opposite leg. So, yes. Cut here and cut here. Cut here and cut here. And then I'm going to crucify you.
How do you crucify someone for one arm?
One arm is nailed to the cross and the other one nailed to the chest.
Oh, they'll die immediately.
Yeah, not immediately. They can figure out a way to go through it from here. Ugh. And who cares? Let them die. Let them bleed until they die. So they bleed until they die. Okay? So that is the that's what the Pharaoh did. Now, when he threatened them that he's going to do that, guess what was the response? They say, we seek izzah from who? Allah. So that he forgives our sins and admits us to Jannah. So we seek izzah from Allah. Okay? Seek izzah from Allah. Because he will forgive our sins and give us Jannah. What kind of izzah, Pharaoh? What kind of izzah you're offering? If it's going to lead us to be in hell, what kind of izzah is that? What kind of izzah? Tell me, what kind of izzah that will end up with everlasting punishment in hellfire? And then in hellfire, the leaders and the followers, remember the followers were following the leaders in this life so that they can get more izzah. That's right. So they can get more izzah. So they were following those so that they can get more izzah. More what? So they can get more izzah, right? So they got izzah. But is it a true izzah or a fake izzah? Fake izzah. It is fake izzah. So the followers and the masters and the dictators, they go to hell together. And then the followers say to the dictators, it is your fault. It is because of you we are here. It is you that misled us. You that led us astray. It's because of you. Because of you. Because of you. And then the leaders talk, or the dictators talk back to them and say, no, you were criminals on your own. You didn't need us to commit crimes. No, you were already ready to commit crimes on your own. Okay? It is ready for you to commit. You were already committing crimes on your own. It's not our fault. And then in another verse, the followers are saying to Allah, Ya Allah, those bad dictators and bad leaders, and they have led us astray. Can you double their punishment? Guess what Allah would say? Double yours as well. Okay? Then another another thing that happens also, that the followers were going to curse the leaders and say, and curse them bad in the fire. And then they tell them, now we have been listening to you. Can you relieve us from the punishment only for one day? Can you relieve us from punishment only for one day? Can you relieve us from punishment only one day? Then the masters are going to say, well, no, we can't. If we are able to relieve someone from the pain, we would have relieved ourselves. We would have done it to ourselves if we can say that. And then they tell them, shut up. We're here in hell. So shut up. There's nothing that you can do. There's nothing we can do. Just shut up. Shut up and take the pain. Shut up. Because you were so mighty in this life, in the past life, so have so much izzah, and you abused your izzah. You abused their izzah. So basically, if I ask you, how can you implement this name to you in your life? So I need to hear the suggestions. How do you implement the name of Izzah, the name Aziz, in your life? Huh? Yes. Exactly. So, in your izzah, what happens if a leader asks you to kill someone? Don't do it. What if he says, I'm going to kill you? Say, fine, I'll be killed. I'll be killed. Allah is going to take me and replace me with better life than what I have, with better home than I have, with more izzah than that I have. Allah is going. You know, the people who have most izzah are the people of Jannah. They have the most izzah. Okay? So they say, Allah is going to give me izzah. Okay. Do you really, what about if Allah asks you, if a dictator asks you to poison someone, would you do it? What if this says, I'm going to kill you if you don't? Do you do it? No. And remember, when Bushes comes to shove, it's a very difficult test. Because what happened to the people who are being oppressed, really, really oppressed, and they have no way out, like the African-American slaves in the past when they were slaves, they were compelled to decline their faith or to abandon their faith, and they have no way out. They just have no way out. They cannot escape. They are slaves. They are born slaves. They will die slaves, and just there is no escape for them. If they run away, they will be caught easily because of their color. They cannot bleach themselves. I mean, it's their colors. So they're going to be caught. So guess, what did Allah say about this case in the Quran?
Allah said that if like in those bad situations, you can do what they say, but if you have the true intention in your heart.
Yes. If we are oppressed, then the first, what you said is right, but I'm elaborating on that. If you get oppressed, then the first choice is to leave the land. To leave the land.
Wait, so
yes.
So if the dictator says, I'm going to kill you if you don't kill that person, then you just let them kill you?
Yeah.
Well, then he might as well just go kill the person himself. He's killing someone already.
He needs somebody to kill. So he selected you to kill. And then you say, okay, go kill this person. And then you don't. You say, no, I'm not going to do it. Okay? Then you believe in the name of Allah al-Izzah. Why? Because if you do it for the sake of this dictator, okay, and so that the dictator will give you his izzah. So he says, do this in exchange of me giving you izzah, raising your ranks high in this pyramid.
Yeah, Yeah, but he's also taking away your Izzah by...
Exactly.
So.
By killing you or torturing you. You say, simply you say, no. Simply you say, no. It's not going to happen. We're not going to do it. And then whatever happens, whatever happens. You know, it's better to meet Allah as a victim than to meet Allah as a guilty person. Which one is better for you? To be honest, I would choose that I meet Allah. I meet Allah innocent and instead of meeting Allah. Or I meet Allah oppressed and instead of meeting Allah as the oppressor. Okay? All right. Assalamu alaikum.